The online petition points out that British business pay more in business rates than any EU competitor. And furthermore, it's the only tax index linked to inflation, so guaranteed to rise regardless of business conditions. Finally, business rates are geared to property values that haven't been reviewed since 2008. Matthew Lee is managing partner of Bishop Fleming, and he says business rates are a real trap for the unwary business startup and a common cause of failure.
If you're used to paying rates on your domestic residence and you're paying £1,500 a year or £2,000, it's something of a shock when you sign up on a lease for £20,000 rent a year to find that your rates bill is going to be about £10,000. It's a real added cost that many startup businesses are simply unaware of.
And of course, at a time when rents are actually, if anything, going down, the assumption is because it's a rent-based tax, that rates will also go down, but they haven't.
Well, that's why the government has cynically decided not to have a revaluation of all the properties. The way the system's supposed to work is that you have periodic revaluations based on rental value, and so business rates track the rental market. That isn't happening, it has been postponed, and you have to believe that the reason it's been postponed is just because if all the businesses were revalued at the moment, then the take would fall for business rates.
Yes, and of course that leads us to the other kind of unfairness of this tax, that it is apparently a local tax, and yet there's almost no local benefit in it.
Yes, yeah, so you get the impression business rates are there for businesses to pay and that they provide all the local amenities that a business would use. A bit like if you're an individual and you're paying your rates, you get your bins collected. As a business, you have to pay separately for refuse collection. And the business rates you're paying don't go directly to the local council. What happens is they collect them, but they then remit them to the government, who then throw it into a computer system and employ a few thousand civil servants to send some of the money back for the provision of local services. I think one of the biggest iniquities of business rates is the lack of transparency. If we felt that the rates we were paying were going locally to the local council and that local council was paying that money out on the services which we all enjoy, you'd feel a little better about it.
But in fact, it's £26 billion, I think, on the latest calculation, going straight into the Treasury for who knows what purposes.
Well, they do remit some of it back to the local areas, but yes, there is a complete lack of transparency about the money that is raised locally by local businesses.
But there is a serious problem here, isn't there, which is that the Treasury is at the heart of all of this, and Treasury, as we know, is a powerful instrument of government. They're not going to let go of that easily, are they? 5% of their taxation comes from business rates.
That's very true. They cannot afford to let this income go. As a nation, we need to raise the income from somewhere. I think the big concern with business rates is that it's being raised from businesses that aren't necessarily profitable, so you can make a loss and you've still got to pay it. So if you're sitting there with your property, no one's occupying it, no one's renting it from you, potentially no income coming in, rates going out, interest on a loan, ultimately you throw the towel in and hand the property back to the lender.
Is it a big cause, in your view, of tipping businesses over into failure?
There are certainly property-based businesses where it is the number one issue for them. I have a number of clients where it is the number one thing they're having to fund, and they're scratching their heads as to where they're going to find the money from to pay it.
Also, a bit of a burden for the retail trade, isn't it? There are many, many small businesses. It's their biggest hit on them.
It certainly is, because as we commented earlier, business rates are roughly 50% of the passing rent. Everybody knows that high street rents are quite high in the UK, certainly compared to some other countries. So you've not only got a high rent, but because you've got a high rent, you also have a high business rates charge as well. So it's not a big surprise to see many smaller retailers and even some of the big chains struggling to keep up with the cost of business rates.
So look, the big question then, is there an alternative? Is there a different way of raising this money? The Treasury clearly needs this money. Is there a different, fairer way of doing it?
In my opinion, you have to be honest about it. You have to say this is taxation. By any other name, it's a tax. So if it's a tax, why don't we just put it on corporation tax, save the money that is spent on administering it and these revaluations all the time, and have a local charge to cover for local services, which would be at a far more modest level. Then it's only businesses which are profitable that are paying it, and it's scalable depending on how profitable you are.
Of course, nobody likes to give away their profit, but at least it is then only a charge that applies to successful businesses, and it's not going to be a killer.
No, it isn't. And of course, it goes up as you make more money. The government has done a lot in terms of reducing corporation tax rates for smaller businesses. I don't think that's actually had the impact they would have liked it to have had. If they had managed to scrap the business rates and left the corporation tax rates where they were, I suspect you'd probably have some happier people.
How realistic is it then to expect some kind of reform of the business rating system? Do you think it's achievable?
There's a lot of pressure building in a lot of different quarters as people have come through the recession and found out what an iniquitous tax it is. I think the reform pressure is there. People want to see changes. The easiest thing for the government to do would be to just stop, say we're not going to have an RPI increase for the next 2 years, acknowledge that they should have done a revaluation process, but say what we'll do instead is we'll just look at the whole system of how we raise money from businesses and the contribution and role that businesses have in paying tax for the rest of us.
So final message then to the Treasury, indeed to the Chancellor, what would you like to see happen?
I would like to see a freeze on the annual RPI increase in business rates. I'd like him to look at it as a tax, consider whether the whole method of collection, assessment and payment is fair, and if he comes to the conclusion, as I do, that it isn't fair, then I think he should look at putting it onto corporation tax and abolishing it.